This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we've discussed recently, the word occult means hidden, and the dark satanic occult, which has been ruling over humanity, maintains its power by hiding knowledge from the public. This hidden knowledge can be described as natural law or universal law, inescapable laws of reality that affect each and every one of us from moment to moment. They have been hidden from the public as a means of keeping humanity ignorant and thereby controllable and ultimately enslaved. So long as we remain ignorant of them, mankind will never be free. The etymology of the word apocalypse reveals its occulted meaning, which is to uncover or reveal something that was hidden. One can argue that the apocalypse already happened, and that we are now living in the post-apocalyptic world. In 1928, Manly P. Hall published The Secret Teachings of All Ages, a comprehensive introduction to all of this occulted knowledge which has been used to manipulate the ignorant masses of humanity for millennia. And while many people choose to educate themselves, many others have chosen to remain ignorant. Ignorance is not bliss. It is the reason why humanity continues to fall deeper into bondage. These laws are fairly simple, and they can be found in every culture on Earth. In the Hermetic Sciences, revealed to the public in 1908, we have seven laws. The first three, mentalism, correspondence, and vibration, teach us how everything is connected, that everything begins with our thoughts, and that everything in this reality is a frequency. You could say that we are all living within the mind of God, and our thoughts matter. The principle of polarity teaches us that things which appear to be opposites are actually related. Love and hate are merely polar opposites of the same thing. And knowing this makes it easier for us to transform our hate into love. It allows us to turn a negative into a positive. The principle of rhythm teaches that everything in nature has its rhythm. The measure of the swing to the right is equal to the measure of the swing to the left. This allows us to better navigate the waves of reality. The principle of cause and effect may be the most important to understand. Each and every one of our thoughts and corresponding actions in this life has an inescapable effect on everything around us. And the principle of gender teaches us that there are only two genders, and that everything in this reality has its masculine and feminine aspects. One could argue that the apocalypse happened thousands of years ago with the Ten Commandments, the laws of how to liberate oneself from the land of slavery. These natural laws were taught in the East by the Buddha, who taught us of right action. And these natural laws were perhaps most eloquently simplified in the teachings of Christ with the Golden Rule. In everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Do not take another person's life. Do not assault or rape another person. Do not steal another person's property, and do not trespass upon them in any way. Do not coerce or manipulate another person. In the most simple terms, do not steal anything from anyone. Live and let live. This is the path to freedom. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Each and every one of us is affecting this reality with every thought and every action. And if we choose to remain ignorant of this, then we are choosing to be sheep, and we will always be enslaved. Understanding these natural laws and treating others with love and respect is the only way to true freedom. Today's politics is nothing other than fighting for your favorite prison guard. Prison guards who will ultimately coerce you and trespass against you. True freedom comes from our actions, because a society of ignorant and belligerent sheep deserve to be in prison, and that will never change. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Angela Levant of Rebel Media is in Switzerland at the Globalist Confab Davos. The real people that run the planet are who are trying to run the planet, the most powerful power block out there. They'll be joining us the last 30 minutes of the next hour. But I want to start going to your phone calls next segment. On the Davos group, on all the vaccine news coming out, on the politics you see unfolding, on how they're getting ready to flush Joe Biden just like we said they would, and the whole system, including the Democratic Party and not just people in the federal government, but the state governments turning against him. What do you see coming out of that? Does that concern you? And, look, I'm happy to get rid of Biden, but he'll get the blame for the whole agenda, and then they'll put in their next group of puppets, just like shark teeth. One group gets defeated, the next group rolls forward. I want to target with the information the controllers of the Democratic Party and the deep state, but it's also a big part of the Republican Party as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers, 877-789-2539. Now, I want to talk about this. I covered it last hour, but we should be thanking God, and also I want to thank all of you for the action you've taken. I read to you the mainstream news headlines from all over the world that up to half of the attendees on the list are now announcing they're canceling and not going because Davos is rated as the most unpopular organization in the world. So in an ugly contest, they're the ugliest. Conversely, freedom and anti-globalism is extremely popular. So we're winning the hearts and minds. They may have stolen the money. They may have control of the military. They may have control of the propaganda. They may have control of the borders, and they're certainly assaulting us. But humanity is coming roaring back. I'd like to talk about that with listeners. And the new system they're, quote, announcing, the Great Reset, they've gotten even more detailed about it. Sky News headline, why an absence of A-listers at Davos is not just deep trouble for the World Economic Forum, but for globalists too. And I can look at the body language of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and tell you they're scared. They should be. But more importantly, I can tell you what's going on. They're controllers. There's people above them. They know it's not working. That's why Schwab just came out this weekend on the eve of the launch of this globalist corporate government, world government confab. That's why he came out and said, oh, we're going to restore trust in our meeting. You can trust us. We're going to fix all the problems that they literally have created or exacerbated. Toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. There's the number on your screen for TV viewers. So your calls are coming up. But, again, we can't just announce this on Friday and announce it on Saturday and talk about it on Sunday and forget about it. I'm going to play the clips again. I already played the new ones on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I'm not going to play them again. But CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS, all reporting that board members on the FDA are upset at the CDC and at Big Pharma for not telling them that they did quiet studies and found that the vaccines didn't work and that they were linked to heart attacks and strokes. How huge is that? And I wondered on Thursday and Friday as it started to break. I told you it was coming for months. I wondered how they'd respond, and they had all the usual suspects. While on one hand they admit it's happening on the same programs, then they have folks like Dan Abrams come out and say, it's a conspiracy, nobody's been hurt, take your shot, it's perfect, it's wonderful, it's a conspiracy theory. No, it's in the insurance company numbers. We have the highest increase in debt the last 2.5 years, since the shots, not COVID, the world's ever seen. Vietnam's every month worldwide. Vietnam's every 6 months or so in the U.S. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dead people. So it sounds negative to announce that, and it is. But at least we're not taking it lying down. At least it's all coming out. Absolutely incredible to be living in this day and time and watching all this. Now, the clip he does is really powerful. It's 5.5 minutes long. So I'm going to play it at the start of the next segment. Who pulls the strings in Washington, D.C.? Matt Gaetz really goes deep. And this is so incredibly important. But since I mentioned that, let me go ahead and go over this news, because this is big. Look at these headlines. FDA vaccine committee member calls for end to mass COVID vaccine, saying it's not supporting people and children shouldn't take it. Now, this is really sophisticated. Why did the SPARS document that came out 2 years before they launched this say they would do that by the beginning of the third year of the shot? Because they're going to kill a bunch of people, and they knew it would kill you. Now they've got to act like it was a mistake. That doesn't mean everybody that comes out against it in the FDA or the CDC or the NIH is a bad person. They know good people are going to see it and go public. Then they just spin the whole thing like it's an accident. Go read the SPARS document. It's only 60 pages long. It's got hundreds of links. I spent days trying to read those and studies. But we knew it was the war plan. And General Flynn looked at it after my analysis and said, yes, that's what the military does. And I'm not saying the military ran this, but it's a military-style operation. Is that they have war games, but when they actually launch a war, when they're sending their operatives out, they've got the war game on them, so they get caught. Oh, that's just a war game. It's not a war game. It's a battle plan. In the SPARS document alone, there's addendums that are restricted, so we don't have the full document. They have hundreds of tweets written 5 years ago, 2 years before they released this stuff, where all they do is change the acronyms and a little bit of the tweet. The tweets are 60-70% the exact same words. Where, oh, it's safe and effective, you need to take it. Okay, it's 90% effective, it's 80% effective, it's 50% effective. And then, oh, people start to get mad at industry. People find out industry didn't do the test. People get mad. I mean, they've already wargamed how to roll this out, break the system, discredit the government, implode society. It's a plan to make us blame the government and just all kill each other. Well, we blame the government for being puppets of the globalists, but we go after the globalists, and I know I harp on that, but it's happening. And thanks to all the great listeners and viewers of this show and all the other wonderful activists, people now know what's going on. People understand what's happening, and they understand they've already wargamed how you're going to respond. But if you're aware of the war game and how the card game's rigged or how the game is being manipulated, then they can't win. And my whole job has been like, one of the most hated groups out there in the world to magicians is the famous magicians that decide to go ahead and show you how the tricks work. But those are more interesting shows, aren't they? They go show you the trick. Then in slow motion, they show you how they did the trick. Those people are so hated by magicians. I love those people. Because it's still cool to see the trick, still cool to see the illusion, still really interesting to just sit there and see your brain fooled. And then have somebody go, here's how we fooled you. That's what I do. That's what my guests do. That's our whole goal, is to get you to start noticing how the tricks work. And so you're not just going to be sitting there having them bombard you, having them brainwash you, have them control you. We're giving you the cheat sheet. We're giving you And you're as smart as I am. Once you figure this out, you'll see stuff we didn't see. You'll catch things we didn't catch. The best thing I do is check the InfoWars email. I don't have an InfoWars email because I get too many of them. Got rid of it over a decade ago, but I get into the InfoWars email. I have them print me hundreds of them a day. And just the cool stuff you say, the comments on the website, the comments elsewhere. I mean, it's so thought-provoking how smart you are. And by the way, I'm not patronizing you. I learned so much from comments on YouTube, so much from comments on InfoWars, so much from comments on Mandot Video. I learned so much from letters we get in the mail. We're all sitting here with hundreds of letters trying to read them each week. And I don't get to them all every time. I'm not going to lie to you. But, man, the stuff you say, the insights you have, you're leaders. You understand what's going on. And you could be white. You could be black. You could be brown. It doesn't matter. You want freedom. You got red blood. And you see through this. So it's so exciting. So the Matt Gaetz clip is coming up. And then your phone call straight ahead at 877-789-2539. And remember, we have the new URL. They haven't blocked it yet. To share to send people right to the show, conspiracyfact.info. Conspiracyfact.info.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Conscious of the enemy programs. And then it's over for them. We can outthink them. We can defeat them. But they program us to do the same things over and over again. And they get into these ruts where we can't wake up, we can't come together, and we can't recognize who they are and stop them. They believe you're junk. They believe you're garbage. They believe you're going to roll over and die. Are you really going to do that? Are you going to promote the link, conspiracyfact.info? And I'm going to give you a few tricks to get around the censors here. And I love the crew. They're great. I told them last week before we prepared this, I said, the image we send around to all of the guests that are going to come on, they're going to promote the show and the listeners promote, should not have my face on it. They use AI to see my face, and they block it on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere. The promo has my face on it, and it's okay. Maybe if I talk about it on air, it won't. Everybody can create their own images to promote the show. Just say, forbidden information is being discussed live right now. Follow this link and share this link, conspiracyfact.info. Don't put my face on it. Don't put my name on it. We've done tests with Twitter accounts we work with where they get millions of views, routinely hundreds of thousands, but all the time millions. Because we don't put Alex Jones in the thumbnail or Alex Jones's name on it. And I sit there and I tell everybody that we can beat the frickin' AI. It ain't that smart. But we have to promote it. And that's why what they really can't stop is the fact that everybody's duplicating my research information, which I want. Whether it's Dr. Robert Malone or you name it. Everybody gets I'm right now. Everybody knows I've done the research. Our guests from the research. So everybody just takes our research now and does their own shows and does their own research on top of it and makes it even more informative, and that's great. And I'm almost to the point of being obsolete because so many people are going to be awake, so many people are going to get the information, and then I can bow out. And that's my goal. My goal is to disappear, but it's not this year, it's not next year. The fight is now, and our work is too important, it's too influential right now with everything we do. Right now, everything we do is having a bigger ripple effect ever in its history. And so we're going to stay on air under massive attack at the most critical point to keep our information going forward. But we can't do it without your word of mouth, your prayer, and financial support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Please make a donation. Get some of the great supplements. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy of my book. But whatever you do, take action. And as listeners, when you promote the show, don't say Alex Jones. Say, hey, here's forbidden information on this topic. It's really powerful. I think you should check it out. And send it to the URL they're not blocking, conspiracyfact.info. Then they'll block that. We'll give you a new URL. This is a war. It's not a game. But games operate the same. So you learn from each move. Here's Matt Gaetz on Tim Pool, who really pulls the strings in Washington, D.C.
The whole infrastructure, like if you're part of the prevailing way of thinking, the national security state, the neoconservative worldview. There's an entire infrastructure there to like build out your career. There are endowed professorships. There are think tanks that are ready to give you six-figure jobs. There's a like career progression of jobs on the Hill. But if you think differently, you're kind of hunted. In a lot, you know, you're hunted, canceled. They do everything to compromise you. And if that doesn't work, they try to destroy you.
What do you? There's a lot of compromise, especially in Washington D.C. But how deep does the rabbit hole go, because there's a lot of people talking about, you know, the deep states, the intelligence agencies having a lot of control, using a lot of extortion, special interest groups pulling the strings here. What's your understanding of how things really work in Washington, D.C. compared to what the average American kind of sees?
Well, I think like the most corrupt, like foray into this is like freshman orientation. Because like you show up here, and I mean, you know, imagine showing up from Northwest Arkansas, from like, you know, Southern Mississippi, and you see the architecture of D.C. They take you out to like the finest steakhouse, the best wine you've ever had, and co-located at your table are the lobbyists for the major special interests for the committees that you're interested that you want to serve on. So like I get here and they're like, oh, Gates, you want to be on the Armed Services Committee. Have you met these defense contractors? These are the key lobbyists that round up the defense money. And they put you with them from the very beginning. And you sort of get the joke that if you give your vote card to the leadership and your calendar to the lobby corps, you just kind of get enveloped into a system that's there to nurture you and protect you and keep you out of harm's way. And all it costs you is your own belief set. And I don't think that's compromise so much as selling out. Now, you know, so that is like step one. And that catches a whole lot of the people who get here. And then beyond that, if you kind of resist that system, then they do try to extort you, engage in anything they can do to compromise you, cancel you, find some joke that you liked on Instagram years ago that like doesn't fit with the mores of this time, find some email that you were on like the forward chain of that's like some basis to say that you're a white supremacist or you're, you know, some sort of unacceptable human that can't be in polite company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then if that doesn't work, it's abject destruction through the political process where there are many, many dollars lined up solely for the extermination of those who push back against the narrative.
Yeah, this is detailed extensively in books like the Economic Hitman that I think are definitely worth reading and checking out here. But talking to previous members of Congress, it's really kind of daunting to see what they have to go through, how much pressure they have to go through, how much agreement they have to agree to before even getting into some of those positions of power.
Money. I mean, they're specific dollar amounts. I mean, I remember, you know, going in and saying, well, I want to be on the Armed Services Committee. And someone looked me dead in the eye and said, well, that'll be $75,000 that you owe to the leadership funds and to the Republican Congressional Committee.
Wow.
And so, you know, I go home and think, well, you know, part of you wants to say screw you, or like, are you wearing a wire?
Yeah. If I could ask you, and again, you don't have to answer this, but who do you think is more influential and powerful in Washington, D.C., the lobbyists or the intelligence agencies?
Well, I mean, the answer to the question is yes, they're one and the same, because oftentimes they are fused with precisely the same personnel, where people will roll out of DOJ and end up at, you know, the law firm that services the lobby corps and the very same clients. I mean, there's no better example of the fusion of that than when I learned through a whistleblower that the Perkins Coie law firm, which is the legal wing of the Democratic Party, has within it a secure information facility that is run by the FBI. So they literally have a place in their law firm where they can try to convert political dirt into intelligence investigations, counterintelligence investigations, criminal investigations, and the like.
Yeah, and let's not forget all the Epstein tapes.
And it's up and running today. Up and running today.
And they have all the Epstein tapes, too, but that's another thing. Do you have any hope in the Jim Jordan new committee when it comes to investigating the weaponization of government? Do you think that's going to be akin to maybe a church committee?
Yeah, that's our objective, and the specific agreement we have with McCarthy is that select committee will have the budget, resources, personnel, no less than the Democrats' January 6th committee.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it'll work out?
Look, it's hard to promise outcomes when we don't have the ability to throw handcuffs on anybody or put anybody in jail, right? All we can do is expose facts. And so it relies on other features of our system to kind of go end to end on that accountability. And so I don't want to promise people like, yeah, you know, you're going to see Hunter Biden hauled off in cuffs. You're going to see the Joe Biden, University of Penn, like China money laundering stuff. And, you know, because that may be out there, but it may not result in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book.
There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book. But I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, when I say I've got huge news, I've got hundreds of huge stories. I'm going to hit a few of them right now briefly and then go right to Jeff and Mark and Michael and Dave and Brent and Clem and Ken and Jeremiah and Ben and Carol and others. But I want to just clarify what I was complaining about last segment, and I'm not mad at the crew. It's just we're up against AI. I said, hey, for the promo, and what we're going to send out as a promo image, we don't want an image of me, and we don't want my name on it. Just say Alex was right, not Alex Jones was right, because the AI sees that and blocks it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything. And then people started trying to promote the image that pops up, not on the site, but the image that feeds when you send the link out. And what does Instagram do? Here it is. It's just got sent to us. We checked it. It's happening. InfoWars Red Alert put out a link to conspiracyfact.info. That's conspiracyfact.info. It's on screen if you're a TV viewer. And they said false information. The same information was reviewed by independent fact checkers, deep state CIA. The same information was reviewed by independent ADL fact checkers. Yeah, it actually says the same information was reviewed by independent fact checkers in another post. CY. And they divert you over here to hear how I'm a big liar. All it is a page saying our free speech is under attack. We're doing a marathon broadcast tomorrow. Tell everybody you know, tune in. And they tell you that's false information. No, they're the ones that lie on purpose. And it's because the AI sees my face, sees my name. So we're going to put an image on the page, conspiracyfact.info, that doesn't have my face or InfoWars on it. You can say forbidden information is happening right now. That'll affect the future of the world. Please tune in and tell others share this link and tell them to share it. And tell them to share it. See, it's them, tell them, tell them, tell them, tell everybody that shares it, tell them to share it. And that is what human power can do to override the algorithm. Now, let me give you some of the news we've got here, and then I'll go to your calls. I've been critical of Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, because he'll send some National Guard down with guns standing there. It's a photo op. And they have no power because the federal government's there with NGOs of the UN taking the illegals and shipping them all over the country. So all our military does, whether it's the feds that send them or whether it's the government that sends them on the border, is direct the people into the United States. You have to go after the UN NGOs that Biden 2 years ago put in charge of it. That's completely illegal. We've done whole shows on that. And finally, the governor's opened a criminal investigation in Texas into the NGOs. Yes, that's the answer. But here's a story just now breaking out of town hall. Now listen to this. Biden's DHS launches app allowing illegal migrants to make appointments to cross over into the U.S. So instead of rushing across and drowning in the river, because you're just going to be taken and let in, now all the Border Patrol is, as I've said for 2 years, we've been down there countless times, we've shown you, are people to load them on buses, trains, and planes, and vans, and cars, to be shipped all over the country, to be given new identities, and signed up in sweatshops, and signed up to work as slaves, and the Democrats take the money out the top, and sign them up for welfare. That's what's going on. And finally, Breitbart gets it. Finally, people are reporting on this. And that's what's so frustrating. I don't want to be the one always breaking this. I want to be made obsolete. I don't want to have the responsibility to work 7 days a week fighting this. I want to see people realize what's going on and get involved. Biden's Department of Homeland Security launched a mobile app that allows illegal immigrants to schedule appointments at the border while they're turned to come into the country. The DHS new component of the Customs and Border Patrol Protection One app will encourage even more crime, drugs, and sex traffickers in the U.S. All they need to do on the app is schedule an appointment to meet with the CBP agents of the U.S. Border Patrol. And you can be a man with three kids, no IDs needed, you're let in. But Homeland Security is watching and controlling you. So when you see the photo ops, I had some friends and family in town yesterday. They wanted to see the Texas Capitol. So we went down there, and they had all these guys with assault rifles standing around guarding it. And it was all just theater for the governor's inauguration, as if terrorists are going to attack. Oh, look, the government's powerful. They've got guns. And really, all the Border Patrol and all the military do is drive around picking up illegals that pour across these neighborhoods. By the way, this very neighborhood you're seeing, I've been in that one on the border. And that's all they do is pick them up and deliver them to where they're going. And now they're telling them, stop running. We'll just let you in. We don't want politically incorrect footage of guys on horseback grabbing Haitians. Just come here. The border's open. Let's be honest. It's open. That's the policy. It's illegal. It's allowing human trafficking. It needs to stop. The impeachment of Joe Biden should begin. But they don't want an impeachment of Joe Biden as being a Chinese spy or opening the borders or doing all these real issues. They want to make it about some documents so they can get him out of the way for Big Mike, Michelle Obama. All right, without further ado, let's start going to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. I am a baby to InfoWars, and I'm calling because I want you to know the impact that you have on your listeners. I didn't know you existed until about 4 weeks ago. I consumed my information through the likes of Sean Hannity, Dan Bongino, and Tucker Carlson. Somebody must have mentioned your name, and out of curiosity, I went online and I found you and I found InfoWars. And I started watching, and I'll be honest, the first couple of days I watched you, I thought you were crazy. But you were so convicted in what you were saying, and your presentation is so compelling. And then you started playing videos, and the camera is zooming down onto your desk, and you're seeing articles. You're showing articles. You're backing up everything that you're saying. And so I continued to watch. And I will never forget the day that you red-pilled me was when you played the clip from the X-Files, and my jaw hit the floor, and suddenly I was Neo waking up on the Nebuchadnezzar, realizing that everything I thought I knew, I didn't. And so now I watch you every day. I watch repeats of you every day. I've sent links to friends and family. Last week was the first time I received my first shipment from InfoWarsStore.com. And so I'm hooked. And I want to finish with this. I know you like to keep these concise. We as listeners cannot imagine the spirit of oppression at times that must be on you, the weight that you carry on your shoulders. You're a cross between John the Baptist and Paul Revere trying to warn all of us, and I'm sure that it's exhausting at times. And I want you to know that for me personally, I'm somebody whose eyes you opened, whose heart that you touched, and whose mind that you've awakened. And I pray that God blesses you and that God blesses InfoWars. Thank you so much, Alex.
Well, don't hang up because we got another minute to break, and I'm going to finish with the other callers next segment. But listen, what's exhausting is I know the next part of their plan. More bioweapon releases, more control, totally collapsed borders. I have children. I am literally desperate to stop this because we're all in this together. But I appreciate your support. But once people know the truth, Jeff, they can't do anything but fight. And I get it. The truth is crazy that they had a $15 million new Martin Luther King sculpture that's a giant 80-foot penis. I mean, who could make it? Sounds insane till you go see it. It sounds insane. They have convicted pedophiles running drag queen story time funded by Disney. But it's happening. And absolutely, that X-Files thing that Chris Carter put out in 2016, where it describes the whole virus release, the lockdowns, it erasing our immune system, I didn't realize how important that was at the time, even though Chris Carter said it was based on my show, influenced by my show, and the character that was saying it was based on me. I didn't get what he was getting from my show and how powerful it was. So you're not the only one waking up. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate your call. All right, we're going to come back with more calls. I've gotten to one call. I get started slow. I'm going to take five calls. Next segment, straight ahead. But yes, we've had too big an effect. I'm exhausted. I want to give up. I want to go off air. But I have a responsibility not to. So please spread the word and please support us. And we'll never give up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're in a fight to not just educate those that are already awake, but to reach out to other people. That's the war. Michael in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to talk about all the carnage I'm seeing from the shots personally. My stepmom got diagnosed with cancer. My brother's mother-in-law, cancer. My father got some, like, radiation burns, but he just can't put two and two together. He's on five shots. And so I'm watching all these different things happen. I'm watching the clots, the fiber blood clots. And then when Benjamin Netanyahu said that it was a diagnostic system, I did some research and I looked up and, sure enough, the mRNA came up as radio labeled. The definition, any substance bound to a radio, any material bound to a radioactive substance. So all these symptoms that we're seeing, the myocarditis, is right on par with radiation sickness. And that's what they did. This was to get their big AI program started, to get all the data from all the athletes. Because essentially you could 3D print a cyborg, and all you would need is a chip, which they're doing right now with the data harvesting. So this is like the end of humanity as we know it. And we need to really realize this and start treating people for radiation sickness.
Because let me expand on that. This is definitely a forced evolutionary takeover. It's going to kill most people in their own words. I played clips last hour and earlier this hour. But you're absolutely right. And I focus on the myocarditis, the heart attacks, because that's the most obvious. But the cancers in remissions and other cancers exploding is bigger than the heart attacks. This is definitely a like miracle grow for cancer.
Yeah, well, actually, if you look at it, what it is, it's radiation poisoning. That's all you have to do is look up mRNA radio labeled, and then you can go back to the 1950s. With the original use was to study how amoebas correlated with the DNA, and it was all from a whole gecko. This it was always a diagnostic system using radiation. It was always radio labeled, which means that
sure. They put the trace elements in you, then they use 5G and other systems to scan what's going on. And it's not just Netanyahu admitting he turned all Israelis into guinea pigs. I played clips earlier where the WF says we're testing on everybody now. We don't test on animals. We test on you. How damn criminal is that?
It's really unbelievable, but we have a chance right now if we get out into the public that this is radiation.
I agree with you. What do you think of all the people coming out against it and the board saying they were lied to? Looks like a lot of people are turning against the system inside the system.
Well, we can't get caught up in anything right now other than treating people, because we have a chance to expose this, and if it is radiation sickness, there is a way to treat people, and we could save billions of people. If not, we are in big trouble.
All right. I appreciate your call, Michael. I think what you're saying is the metal compounds that cause chain reactions, the graphene oxide, you're saying is resonating, and we know in studies it does. I don't know the overall answer. That's what's causing the sickness. It's the spike protein. But definitely, this is a major test that they've well tested out, and they know it's poisonous, and it's out of control. Brett in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a listener and supporter of InfoWars. I'd like to encourage everybody.
Thank you. Back off your phone or get closer. Something's happening.
Can you hear me better, Alex?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I'd like to encourage everybody to buy your products at InfoWars.com, and thank you for everything you do. I'm getting ready to have my first child with an amazing woman. She's due next month, and I'm a little concerned about what the doctors might try to pump into her. I didn't know if you had any advice, if there's anything I need to avoid. Just any advice you could give me would be great, Alex.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but a lot of women have issues because of lack of iodine, lack of trace elements and minerals, and obviously just find a hospital that's highly rated by the Liberty Movement for not trying to force shots. Let the doctors know you're informed up front. I would not go to a city hospital or any of the biggest hospitals in your area. That's going to have to be your own research. They're trying to push these shots on pregnant women, but the worm's already turned. Just say, look, I know nobody's taking it. I know there's a huge backlash, so stop thinking I'm stupid. Move on to the next person. But if they're pushing shots on your wife or, you know, 6, 7, 8 mammograms or, sonograms, she only needs maybe one or two towards the end. I would not go to a hospital that's doing that.
Okay, I appreciate that. I didn't know if there was any kind of vaccine they're going to try to give the child after she's born.
But listen, up to half their patients aren't taking the shots. Well, act like you got five heads and you're a weirdo. Just say, we're not taking any of these shots. And they go, oh, the hepatitis we recommend, only if you're an intravenous drug user having anal sex. Why would a baby need the dangerous hepatitis shot? Say, we're not taking any of the shots. And don't act like you're intimidated. Just say, no, there's no law. They can't do it.
So I can say I don't want any of the shots then.
There's no law, sir. They can make them take the shots.
Okay, Alex, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother. It's a big deal to have a baby coming, and I'm honored you called. Ben in Massachusetts, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I love you, brother.
All right, brother. Love you, too. What's up?
I just wanted to bring up a couple topics. I remember catching you back on conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura, and I remember hearing your voice, and I was like, who is this guy? And, you know, and that's when I started listening to you, and I found InfoWars and all that. But I remember even on Beavis and Butthead, you'd always hear InfoWars.com, and I was like a little kid. I was born in 88, you know, and, but anyhow, I've been, listening for a long time and get the products. Vitamin Real Fusion is great. And I want to mention that I like to promote a bunch of things on my like Facebook and whatnot, and I've gotten like 400, 200, 300 views.
That's huge. Because everybody doing that together reaches millions. Beautiful.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you where the Beavis and Butthead comes from. I'm friends with Mike Judge, known him for, gosh, well, more than a decade now. And he's done interviews and interviewed us, but other ones, he does the Beavis and Butthead voices of Infowars.com. Yeah, a Beavis. And so, yeah, that's really fun that he does that.
And I just had one question for you. About a month ago, so me and my niece were looking up at the stars, you know, in the sky, and, you know, nice clear night, and we see a bunch of drones. Not like 4 or 5. I mean, like 18, 20, 20 to 30.
Yeah, there's massive satellites, low Earth satellites, drones. It's just a massive program.
So I called the police. I had the cops come down, and they barely did anything. Like, oh, we'll take a look around. And so do you think that has anything to do with, like, the Chinese garbage going on with the scan this to go here, scan
sounds
this
like
to
the
go
cops
there.
Know what they're doing. So the cops brought that up.
No, but like that's what I'm thinking. Like they're setting it up right now.
Well, it's not just the Chinese, brother. It's a total robot takeover. Ben, thanks for the support. God bless you. Clem in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hello, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick. I think that we should accelerate the death of the New World Order by exposing their controllers. Charles Baudelaire wrote in his book, Quakerism Examined, one of the artifices of Satan is to induce men to believe that he doesn't exist. So I've been researching who their controllers are, and it's these entities. I've called before. They're known as the Vailon, but the Anunnaki primarily control the Democratic Party and the Deep State. The Junta control the globalists, all the technocrats, and the Hathor control all these spiritual gurus of the New Age. But them, like, triangulate, and they're the ones who are bringing about this whole world plan because they want the world for themselves. They see themselves as God's chosen people, which is absurd. But I think once you call them out by name, you'll have them because, yeah, we can try all these globalists and hang them, but we still got to deal with these ETs. And it's good to know them by name and their pattern. But I'll leave it at that. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate your call. There's no doubt that globalists believe they're in contact with other earthly creatures. There's no doubt that we're on a planet in the middle of all this. There's a lot of weirdness going on. But God overpowers all of that, and we have connection to God. We have a spiritual, electromagnetic, chemical, next-dimensional connection to God, and we can't beat this without God. We just say, God, direct us, guide us. We have free will. Ask us to do what we should do. Tell us what we should do. Free will. Lead God and direct us. And I think that really is what it comes down to. We're going to start hour number three with Jeremiah and many others. Carol, you name it. Your calls are coming up on the other side of this break. Hour number three is about to take place. And then later in the hour, got a special guest from Davos in Switzerland. So that's all coming up in the third hour that's only 2 minutes away. Check out the new website, conspiracyfact.info, and share it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.